What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to another quick tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Hope all's well, whatever you're up to today. With these quick tip episodes, I share a tip or a strategy that's going to help you grow your business so that you will have a bigger impact in your business and help more people in your business. Because when you help more people and have a bigger impact, the revenue follows, right? Oftentimes, these tips are related to Facebook or Instagram ads, maybe general online marketing tips, or just general growing your business strategies that you can go and immediately implement into your business. And that's what this is all about, taking action, right? So today, I'm gonna do something a little bit different. And I wanna share something that happened. I wanna kind of be completely honest and authentic with you about how I messed up this week. I'm recording this on a Wednesday, and this happened literally just 2 days ago. And so what I wanna talk about is how I messed up, why I messed up, what I would do differently, and the lessons that I'm taking out of it that I think can be really helpful for you as well. And so, as with everything in my business, I take 100% responsibility for it. And this one's bothering me more than usual because it has to do with integrity, which is my and my team's number one value. And among other things, integrity to me means, like, if we say we're going to do something, we do it. And we follow through on what we say and are doing. And when I say we, that's me, that's number one, it's me, okay? And now here's a simple example of how this applies to an online business. If we're selling an online program, you open up enrollment for your program and then you have a deadline, right? And then after that deadline, well, enrollment is closed, pretty simple. Well, if you're being an integrity to yourself, your business, and your customers, then you stick to that deadline that you set, right? No scammy marketing tricks or, oh, I'll just leave it open for another day or two because people are emailing me asking if they can get in. Again, if we say we're going to do something, we do it. We follow through on what we say and are doing. Okay. So yes, this episode is about integrity, but I want to explain how I messed up and how it has to do with integrity here. And so quick background on this. So if you're on my email list and you're reading any of my emails, or you've been listening to the podcast here, you may have heard that I'm launching a brand new monthly Facebook and Instagram ads group coaching program for online experts called Impact. And I opened Impact up for enrollment last week. And I set a deadline for enrollment of Monday, May 20th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. So the end of the day on Monday. And as I'm recording this, it is Wednesday, May 22nd at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And if you were to go to the sales page to enroll in Impact, it is still open for enrollment. Okay. This is not some case of me setting some false scarcity or fake deadline. It's the result of me messing up and trying to come up with a fair solution to it. Okay. So here's what happened. One of the benefits of being a member of Impact is that each month you get a newsletter mailed to your home, not a physical newsletter that contains a Facebook and or Instagram ads case study from an online expert. I love sharing case studies because we can glean so much information and inspiration for how other people are leveraging Facebook and Instagram ads to build their business. Now, in addition to that case study, I'm also including my what I call my State of the Union. So this is Facebook and Instagram ad updates that you need to know in order to ensure that you're getting the most out of your ads. Okay, so that's the physical aspect of impact. There's more. There's group coaching every week and a Facebook group and such. So, and as well as teaching, I'll talk more about that in a minute. I've never done a physical mailer in my business. I've never done this before. So I've been super excited about introducing something new and trying something new. I've been part of other programs where I get something in the mail from them and I love it. I hate getting mail, but when there's something like this that comes in the mail, I'm always super excited about it. So as part of my introducing impact to my community, we decided to do something a little bit different. Again, we were trying something. So what we did was we chose 450 people who are on my email list who I think right off the bat are perfect for impact. And what we did was we sent those 450 people a free bonus issue of the newsletter. So exactly how it's going to look every single month when you're in impact, we did that newsletter and we sent it to them. And I put myself on that list because I wanted to receive the newsletter as well. And I wanted those 450 people to receive the newsletter by the middle of May, since we're kicking impact off once June hits. Okay. Now, so that's just the background of it. Here's where I messed up. I found a company to do the printing and mailing, and they asked if we wanted the newsletter sent via first class mail here in the States. Being that it was early May, when I was having that conversation with the printer and the mailer, and printing only took like a day or two, and then we approved it and then it was good to go, I figured it wouldn't be a problem for everyone to receive their newsletters by mid-May. Okay. Now remember, I've never done any kind of physical mailers to my students before. What I didn't do is I did not ask the printer and the mailer company there what the different mailing options were for sending out the newsletters. Meaning, if I don't send via first class mail, what other options are there? And how long do those options take? So I told the printers, nah, we don't need to do first class mail. And the newsletters were sent out on Friday, May 10th. So as I'm recording this, 12 days ago. And it is now 12 days later, and I still have not received the newsletter that I mailed to myself so that I could see the experience of it coming to my home mailbox. So I called the printer and I called them on Monday. So 10 days after they sent it, and I asked them what was up. I said, how long, you know, should the newsletter be taking to get to people? And they said, well, you sent it marketing mail, which can take up to 3 weeks to get to people here in the US. Marketing mail? What the heck is marketing mail? I have no idea. And 3 weeks to get to somebody here in the States? So that means since the newsletter was sent on May 10th, people might not even be getting it until like May 31st. And then here in the States, throw Memorial Day weekend in there, and maybe it's the first week of June before people are even getting these. Not good, right? And it's not good because in the newsletter, I included a URL for people to enroll in Impact. And it's the same URL that I used in the promotion to all of you in my community internally with the same deadline to enroll of Monday, May 20th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. So you can see my issue here. The people that I sent the special issue to haven't even gotten it yet, and the enrollment deadline passed. For me, that's out of integrity, and that's not cool, right? They're getting this newsletter that we specially put together for them and sent to them, and they go to enroll and the deadline's already passed. It's not even giving them a chance to do what we said they could do. So I was really mad at myself. And so thought about different things and like, how do I fix this to stay in integrity with a deadline that I set for everyone? I looked into special workarounds with the sales page, redirects, and whatever else I could think of from a technological standpoint. And I ultimately decided to say, screw it. And I decided to keep it simple. And what I decided to do was just share with everybody, including you, my audience here in the podcast, because I thought this was a good learning experience that I've had and that you could learn from as well. And just share with you what happened, how I messed up, the lessons that I learned, and how I'm correcting it, right? We all make mistakes. It's how we handle them that's important as business owners. And so what I decided to do in an effort to make things right for everyone and keep it as simple as possible for everyone wanting to get into Impact was I've decided to keep enrollment open until Friday, May 31st, right? 3 weeks after I sent the newsletter, and it is beyond the internal deadline that I had set. But again, I figured that this was the best solution within integrity that I thought was the best thing to do for the business. And again, this was not some gimmick to get more people to enroll or some like marketing scammy kind of thing. No, I mean, for all of you guys who listen to the show here, I think you know that that's not my MO, right? And so what I decided to do was just be upfront about what happened and how I've tried to make it right. And so if you are an online expert and you're looking to take your existing Facebook and Instagram ads to the next level with proven scaling and testing strategies, we have weekly Q&A support from my team of ads, copywriting and tech support expert coaches, and a private Facebook group, well, Impact is for you. And you can go to enroll prior to May 31st at rickmulready.com/impact. Okay, and I'll share that link with you again in just a second here. So three big lessons that I've learned that I think will be helpful to you as well. So you can learn from my mistakes, okay? Lesson number one, never assume. You know what they say about assuming, right? You make an ass out of you and me. Well, I assumed that sending out the newsletters in early May would be sufficient time for the 450 people to receive them by mid-May. And yep, by assuming, I made an ass out of myself. And doing a physical mailer was new to me. I was trying something new and I was learning on the go, which is even more reason not to make any assumptions about anything. And so what I will do next time is slow down and gather as much information as possible and then make that decision. Okay. So think about that in your own business. Where are you going too fast and not having all the information and making some assumptions when maybe they're not the right assumptions? Okay, slow down, gather as much information as possible, and then make a decision. Which leads me to lesson number two is know all of the options before making a decision. Now, I'm all for following your gut. I'm not saying don't do that. What I didn't do was I didn't ask the printer mailer company what the different mailing options were for sending out the newsletters. Like, if I don't send out first class mail, like, what are the other options are there and how long will they take? Because if they said, oh, the next option is 3 weeks, I'm doing first class mail, right? I made the decision to not send first class mail before knowing all of the information. And so try and gather instead as much information as possible before making the decision. And then with that information, go with your gut, with what your gut tells you is the way to go and go with that. But get as much information as you can and then make that educated decision. Okay. And then the third lesson, and it is a lesson, but it's also, it's more of a reminder. Okay. And that's lead with integrity. Lead in your business with integrity. Okay. When integrity is your number one value, you prioritize that over all else. You do what you say you're going to do. And if for any reason that you don't, you do what you can to fix it, which is exactly what I've done here. You take 100% responsibility all of the time. As a business owner, if you want to increase your revenue and grow your business and have a bigger impact, you start right there. You take 100% responsibility all the time for everything in your business. Okay. So that is how I messed up. those are the lessons that I've learned, and hopefully you can take away from this some of these principles and lessons and apply them to your business. So again, if you're an online expert and you're looking to take your ads to the next level, you've already got that base foundation of your Facebook and Instagram ads. Now you want ongoing support, scaling and testing more advanced strategies, you know, that monthly newsletter that we're sending for the case study and the State of the Union, and coaching every single week from my team, then Impact is for you. And so again, you can learn more and enroll in Impact at rickmulready.com/impact. And the deadline, I don't laugh because that's a fake. Like, no, the deadline is Friday, May 31st, as a result of what I've just mentioned with you. Okay. So thank you so much for listening to this. You know, this, one of my goals here is to be more transparent, and I'm trying to be as authentic as possible for all of you and my community, and share with you when I screw up and what I did to fix it and the lessons that I've learned here. And so not just this, because I screw things up all the time, it's a part of being a business owner, right? We move forward, we learn from it, and we move forward. So hopefully you can take the lessons that I've learned from this experience and apply them to your own business, whether, you know, obviously you don't have to be sending a physical mailer. It could be sending, you know, some sort of offer, whatever you're doing in your business. Lead with integrity and 100% responsibility for you and your business all the time. Okay. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Really appreciate it. If you got feedback for me, I'd love to hear from you. DM me on Instagram at Rick Mulready. Love to hear any feedback that you've got on this episode. And I hope today's tip and lesson was helpful for you. As always, again, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Very much appreciate you. I do not take your attention lightly. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.